Once there was a princess who dearly loved a poor woodland man. For this, she was banished by her father, the king. The lovers had a child, but he was stolen away in the night. The princess and her woodlander were killed. The baby boy was raised by a goat herd in a deep forest. Years passed, and the king neared the end of his life. He called for his grandson to be brought to the palace.
"You are not a young goat herd," he said. "You are the young king."
And the young king gladly threw aside his rough goat herd's cloak and staff. He embraced the glittering riches of the palace. For his coronation, the young king demanded the most rare and costly silks and jewels for his robe, scepter, and crown. On the eve of his coronation, in his velvet canopied bed, the young king was visited by three dreams. In the first, pale, crooked children bent over looms of golden thread to weave the king's robe. In the second, a slave drew his last breath, diving for pearls for the king's scepter. And in the third, a deep mining pit of disease and famine brought forth rubies for the king's crown. The young king awoke in deep distress. He shunned the robe, scepter, and crown, and reached instead for his humble goatherd's cloak and staff. He made a circlet of briar thorns for his head. His courtiers beseeched him.
"How shall the people know you are king?"
The townsfolk laughed, then grew angry.
"Don't you know from your luxury comes our living?"
In turmoil, the young king walked away from the palace to the edge of the city. He walked to where the forest began. And as the woodland welcomed him, he felt his heart and his step lighten. He turned to face the people one last time. And the sunlight beamed down and wove about him a robe brighter than gold. And his staff blossomed with lilies whiter than pearls. And his circlet of briar bloomed with roses redder than rubies. And he and all the world around knew he was king.